Published reports this week indicate the Bush administration will end tariffs on imported steel. That comes in reaction to a ruling by the World Trade Organization that the tariffs were illegal. If the duties aren't gotten rid of, the European Union and Japan have threatened to impose their own tariffs on U.S. goods. The executive director of the Wisconsin Paper Council is Pat Schillinger. He says the EU was targeting what it saw as vulnerable American industries. Schillinger says North America doesn't export much paper to Europe, but those tariffs would have been one more thing the U.S. paper sector would have had to worry about when it came time to expand on the overseas market.
We're hoping that if the dollar starts getting a little weaker against other currencies, our economy starts turning around and our industry gets back on its feet, that we'd be in a more productive position to be able to export. But if you had tariffs imposed going forward for the future, that would be a pretty significant hurdle to have to try to overcome in addition to all of the other challenges the industry faces.
It's hard to say just how onerous the retaliatory tariffs would have been. Schillinger says the EU was proposing a range of duties on different grades of paper. Reuters has reported Bush aides say the steel tariffs have already had their desired effect since they were imposed in March of 2002. The news service says administration sources point to consolidation and cost-cutting that have made U.S. steel producers more competitive. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.